We definitely need to make some short-term improvements because we've received a lot of criticism. We, not Treasury, but USA Spending, has received a lot of criticism from the public, from the Hill, about its data quality issues and not being user-friendly, things like that. So when we took over the program, we decided that we would make some short-term improvements. Given the fact that it's short-term, we need to focus on usability. So we plan to make a series of usability improvements by March next year.
Can we go over some of those? What are some of the biggest ones or ones that you think will make the biggest difference to the usability of USA Spending?
One thing we're doing is we're leveraging the recovery.gov infrastructure and expertise. We know that their website has received a lot of compliments and many people say good things about them. So we went to them and talked to them and understand what they're doing, and we also explore opportunities to leverage their infrastructure and expertise. So we are going to do the geocoding, so the mapping capabilities that everybody loves. Right now, the USA Spending has a map, but you hover over it, that gives you an amount. But the actual geocoding award will allow you to drill down by locality. We're also going to enhance user experience by making it easier to navigate. So with a matter of one or two clicks, users should be able to find what they need. And one of the criticisms that USA Spending has is that the only people who can find anything is people who understand government. So we're going to simplify the search and also simplify, use English rather than some government language. Those are some of the key things that we're doing.
How much are you borrowing from the recovery board? Are you just almost taking their code and just transferring it over to your current system? Or is it just kind of the basics of what they're doing and you have to kind of go through that process of writing new code? Because I could see some similarities, but I also can see a lot of differences.
We do have to write our own code, but a lot of the experience in the focus group feedback they have done on what the users are looking for in terms of simplicity, we can leverage that. And also, they have a lot of people who really understand how website and how awards work, and we work with them and leverage their knowledge and subject matter expertise.
Let me move over to some of the other usability features. You talked about easier to navigate. One of the things about USA Spending is just the amount of data that you have. It's this incredible amount. So that maybe is why it's harder to navigate versus maybe the lack of English or lack of non-governmentese English. Is the data the bigger problem, meaning not the quality, but the amounts? Or is it you want to be able to search by technology, for instance? There's a different NAICS codes, different product service codes. It's overwhelming in terms of how much data.
I think it's the design and the presentation of it. For example, right now, you cannot search Prime Award and Sub Award together. You have to toggle between the two. We want to be able to allow users to do that. Right now, also, you see individual transactions, which makes it hard for people to see the total award. And we have to allow people to start at the summary level first and then drill it down to get to the detail. Those are some examples that I think would be really helpful to the users.
The other piece of it is data quality, and that's probably the hardest piece to fix. Do you have some short-term data quality goals, and then what are your longer-term data quality goals?
All along, the short-term improvements are really intended to focus on usability, not necessarily the data quality. Now, there may be some side benefit by aggregating information in certain way that can increase access to data and also help improve some data quality, but not in a significant way. Long term, definitely, data quality is a big focus that we need to get it right. And the way to really fix that is not to take what we have right now and then layer on top and try to correct what's in there. Because like you said, you know, the data source is at the agency and the agency owns the data. And we shouldn't try to correct them without really truly understanding what they are. So the best approach is really making sure that we can access data at the source. We can architect the solution in a way that would improve data quality. For example, right now, the USA Spending, as it was originally design, the data all comes from what I would call management system, like the grant, the procurement systems. Last year, OMB issued a data quality memo and asked the financial community to reconcile the data to the financial system. Well, there are differences between those two systems. There are timing differences. So we need to make sure we design an approach that really get the data for what's intended for and in the right context. The reason that I always like our 360 vision is that I always tell people that the government doesn't spend money the way the general public does. You and I go get a cup of coffee and that's it. The government has a complete life cycle of spending. It starts with appropriation and then it goes through the different phases, eventually get to disbursements. So there are different events that happen that represent different things, and the general public doesn't always understand that. If we don't make it clear and in a way that can be understood, it would call the credibility of the government into question.
You brought up the 360 life cycle. That's one of, I know, being on panels with you over the last couple months, that's another big priority for you. Talk a little bit more about that 360 vision and in terms of also how that's going to eventually apply to the USAspending.gov portal.
Our long-term goal, so that's definitely long-term because we're talking about a lot of data, really is to present spending in its full context, which is from appropriation through all the life cycle, including the various counting event that need to happen, and then within the government, and then also making obligation, and then making the payment. So we want to be able to show people the information in that life cycle and link them together. Now, of course, the data resides in disparate systems across the government, so we have to figure out what is the best way to do that without building a gigantic system at this point to try to put all the data in one place and then present it. So those are some of the challenges we have to overcome.
We've talked a lot about what USA spending could look like, the changes that are coming. We haven't talked a lot about the technology. Are you looking at the cloud? Are you looking at other newer web services, for instance, types of technologies to help make the data, pulling the data and then pushing out the data a little easier? How is the technology approach either changing or being implemented or improving?
The data that we need to post resides in disparate system across the government. And the traditional approach is to build a huge system and collect all of them and put it in one big repository and then post it. What we don't want to do is that, because that is very costly, and we know that right now there may be other options. For example, what I mentioned earlier is more system-centric, because we will have to build a big system to code all the validation rule, edit, things like that. What we want is to be able to take a more data-centric approach that would embed more of those business rules with the data.
And then going forward, as you look at over the next 3 to 5 years, what's Treasury's hope that the USA spending will look like? I mean, how much different will someone who comes to USA spending, again, in 3-5 years or more or less, what will they see different?
I hope we will do a good job in presenting the data in the right context, which is why the 360 is correct. And also that we need to make sure that data is accessible for different type of users. Some users really don't care about the GUI. They just want to download all the data. Some users are more interested in playing with data a little bit more on a specific platform to create more charts. Some user just want to go into a website and explore. So we need to be able to meet all that need. One of the things that we know that have just been recently published is the digital service playbook. We really definitely want to make sure we apply the best practices outlined in that playbook. And we also shouldn't wait until 3 years to get something up. Nobody in this town is going to have that kind of patience. We need to take an incremental, iterative approach that we release data as they become accessible. So even though we may not have everything at one point, but I imagine the landscape in a few years is going to look very different. I think people will have access to much more data in a much more reusable fashion, because right now, even though we already the government made a lot of information available, but they're in big PDF file that nobody can do anything with it. We really hope to move forward on that, and that will allow more innovation to occur, because what people could do with an API and also with the data that we have is probably something I can't even completely imagine right now, and we need to make it possible for people to innovate on that. I look at how scarce resources are becoming on a day-to-day basis, but there is one thing that we're getting every day, which is data. And if data is our new capital, we need to figure out a way how to create more value out of the data. And the people who actually create value on data are the users. So we need to allow the users to create more value. So by making data accessible incrementally, even if they're not perfect right out of the gate, it would allow that process to happen much sooner.